Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on a Friday that can mean only one thing. Crack them if you got them. It's time for the one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching the buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking.
Only two rules of the segment. Number one, you got to answer both questions. Number two, you cannot be operating heavy machinery at the time of your phone call. That does include an automobile. We want to be safe as possible, okay? Defensive driving and all that. Let's go around the room. We'll establish what we are drinking and thinking here on this Friday afternoon. Then we're out to your phone calls and text messages if you would like at 877-881-1053. Just leave your name and city you're texting from there as well. We'll make you famous. Currently, I'm drinking this this 8-ounce vanilla latte. I'm kind of addicted to these things. I think I got to look up how many calories are in this.
Okay, that's probably.
I feel like
idea.
I'm getting a lot of sugar.
Yeah,
it's almost like I don't get hungry because I'm drinking a vanilla latte every 90 minutes or so.
Every 90 minutes?
yeah, I'm enjoying them. It's maybe the best workplace benefit I've ever seen is this coffee machine that
coffee
we got.
Coffee machine, yeah.
It's a coffee robot. And I am confused why so many basketball fans are having a hard time enjoying this SGA experience. I feel bad for them because I feel like it might be ruining one of the greatest series we've ever seen. And I would like to point out at this time, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has suffered 6 sprained ankles in his career because people are obsessed with closing out on him and invading his space. So, yes, I will acknowledge part of this is flopping, but that's been a part of the league for every star, I think, since the mid-80s. I think he's just trying to take the impact off his joints. So as he's going to the ground, he's trying to slide to sort of spread that impact out over his body and the floor instead of potentially coming down with all that weight on his ankles. And yes, it's an eyesore, but when you go up, he's jumping 30 inches to shoot his jump shot. You can't follow through and follow that shot and see where the rebound is going and also look down at your feet. So every time he lands, he has to assume that some Richard on the other team could be trying something dirty. And after last night, I would expect the refs to have an aggressive whistle in favor of SGA tomorrow night in Game 7.
He'll relish that.
Yeah, and I would expect him to have the eye of the tiger when it comes to doing those flops. Chief, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm drinking some high-quality C2O, that coconut water, getting hydrated for the weekend. Looking forward to Rangers game tomorrow with the family. Thinking about Terry Rozier, who has officially been, it's been announced that he did agree to a $100,000 bribe in order to manipulate his performance in an NBA game as part of a gambling scheme. So he makes $100,000. And then he checks himself out of a game early, so his unders hit, and a bunch of people like wager over $250,000 on it.
Ouch.
Also, he can get it like $100,000 when this dude's made millions upon millions playing basketball.
Yeah, that's really bad decision making. I would think that we should be at the end of this, but we got the news earlier. Sorsby was still making bets after he got to Lubbock.
Yes,
we did. We have that news?
Yeah. I mean, he was making them as recently as this past December.
Okay, so I mean, it's crazy to me that players could see the stories that are out and what's on the line and decide to put millions on the line for a couple hundo. So
it is
shocking.
Crazy, dude.
Shocking. But I guess I get it more from like a 10 or 12 year NBA veteran perspective, because he's probably been in the league and like his budget has swollen massively. You got car payments, you got houses, and now you're trying to make a little extra on the side so you can get off the check-to-check thing. Especially his career is taking a turn for the worse. He's not making as much as he used to. Wolchuk, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm sitting on some high-quality H2O. As you know me, that will turn into either whiskey or vodka later tonight. I'm excited to take the little girl out to her first ever Rangers game tomorrow. Eliza's pumped. It's going to be fun. Come say what's up. I think Sean's going to be out there. Bobby, Eric, Kevin, myself, we'll all be hanging out there at the game. I just hope the Rangers can take 2-3. Can we win a series? But I do think that this is exciting. I'm thinking about Blaine Crim. He just got back in the Rangers system, went a perfect 5-for-5 at the plate with the home run, drove in 5 RBIs, drew a walk, hit for the freaking cycle last night, and just his third game back with Round Rock. I think the Rangers should just call him up. Why the hell not?
Was that one of the guys we were watching in surprise?
No, he wasn't with the club yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they got to. I think they got to try anything. Like, even if the guy's just going to be hot, ride that wave for a couple of weeks send him back when he cools off. Brian, drinking, thinking?
I'm not drinking anything currently, and I'm looking up at the score. You know how the boards, the TVs, I get distracted. And I'm looking at college baseball right now, and my national championship LSU Tigers defending, not even in the tournament, 28-25 for the season. So we didn't even make the tournament. But I learned something today. You get these upsets, these games, and there was a team called USC Upstate. USC Upstate beat Oklahoma State in baseball today, 8-5. And I was thinking, oh wow, USC beat Oklahoma State. No, USC Upstate. That's University of South Carolina Upstate.
Like a branch campus?
That's their college. Yeah, they're
like satellite campus.
Satellite campus beat Oklahoma State in baseball today, 8-5. And so we've had some early upsets in the college tournament already in the first round here. So Texas A&M currently is losing to Lamar. So my LSU Tigers are out of it. But man, I don't know. I don't know if we've ever got beat by USC Upstate in a baseball game. We probably did this year with this. How bad we were, but nice to see the college baseball. It's going to be a lot of fun. The road to Omaha is always fun thing to watch travel.
And it is crazy how smaller schools sometimes can go on a run.
It's
like,
amazing.
Is it the manager?
Yeah, it's amazing how some of these schools, and you never even heard of them. And then they show up and they're like Auburn got beat today. There's a bunch of high-ranking programs that, like UCLA, I see St. Mary's is winning right
Baptist
now.
Dallas Baptist has been pretty darn good at
baseball.
UC Irvine, Oral Roberts.
Always.
You know, these schools, they pop up. Yep. You know, they go on a run. It's fascinating to, you know, see the differences in that compared to some of the other sports. So, Lucius, we go into the Pimp Cup. Yeah, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I am drinking the Rare Soda Pop. I barely drink soda pops. Rare Soda Pop
what
right
kind,
here.
Bro?
Crush peach.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
In a can. I got it from the barbecue spot on Saturday, and I've been holding it in this refrigerator for a long time.
Nice, dude. Almost stole that one. Glad I didn't.
I'm thinking I wanted to wake up on Saturday morning, man, and clean the house and maybe slide over to Lowe's and fix some random miscellaneous things at the house.
Dawson motivates you after his building the man.
That's been my bag. That's been my bag right there. But cause every Saturday I got to wake up and clean up and fix things. Yeah. Got to do that.
Is nobody else going to do it?
Nobody else is going to do it. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I know. Just step right over it. I'm like, okay, she's really going to leave that there.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. That's what I thought about doing. The better half of me wants to do that, but the other half of me is going to go to the Lowrider Car Show in Dallas. Yeah, Dallas Market Hall.
Ooh.
Yeah, bro. Watch the Lowrider Hopping Contest. I think they're doing like some break dancing dance offs, zoot suit competition.
Oh, there you go.
Not to mention all the Lowrider girls out there.
Yes.
Yeah, might sneak a little tequila in there, you know.
Yeah, dude, you're about to have the best weekend, I think.
I think I sent you was the Margarita Festival going on. Is that this weekend?
Is that this weekend too?
I don't know. I saw the Margarita Festival, and I think it's in Frisco.
That's my bag.
I was like thinking, it's got to be Lucius. Got to be going to this thing. Like every.
Oh, Busy Bone's gonna be there. How about that?
At the Lowrider Show.
Yeah, he's gonna be performing.
It's going to be a party. Let's get out of these phone calls here at 877-881-1053. Lucius, where are we going first?
Let's go to Harrison and Mesquite. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, fellas. I'm drinking on a little H2O heading to the house. I'm thinking, Jill Foley, I don't know what you ate for lunch, Eric, but you brung that heat about the Mavericks because you hit the nail on the head. The conversation about what they're looking for in a player, I agree. Length, size, and height, I agree. Even a kid that played for Arizona, I agree with that. Man, you brung that heat. You brung that heat today.
Thank you.
Now, your outtake on Shea Alexander is the same way I felt when Luka was doing all that fussing at the refs. I know Gavin proposed the question, how would you feel if we were Oklahoma fans? Hell, the same way we felt when Luka was crying to the refs all the time. They're going to get tired of him falling on the ground. He don't jump that much off the ground either. It's not like he like a jump shooter like that. No, he doesn't. It's a lot of flopping, and he got there from James Harden, and I'm tired of seeing it too. I'm going to call him Shay Shay. He finna get a new nickname. It's going to be Shay Shay. He stay on the floor too much for a man on the floor and on his back too much. He going to explain that to his son. Now, when his daddy say, when his son say, "Daddy, why are you always on the ground? What's going on?" He going to have to explain it. So that's going to have to come to a stop. Yeah, that's going to have to come to a stop. And Gavin, let me shoot with you one time. Your app take on Barkley, hey, Barkley was a beast when he played for Phoenix. And the only reason he don't have one ring is because of Michael Jeffrey Jordan. You couldn't stop Barkley in that playoff series. When he played against Jordan. That's my only thing. I'm sick and tired, and y'all have a good weekend.
Man, your calls are undefeated. Harrison, salute to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sounding off like he's got a pair, too.
He's got a pair.
Seriously, man, he wins it.
At 877-881-1053, Game 7 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Thunder Spurs. Man, I feel like so many people in our audience are just so fired up about this game. If you have thoughts, if you're drinking and thinking about this West Finals, we'd love to hear from you. Where are we going next,
Lucius? I can't stand a Game 7 on a Saturday, bro. It just don't feel right to me, man.
I needed that to be Sunday.
Yeah, Game 7 Sunday. You can come in the next day and talk about it.
There's
like a space. It's just don't hit the same,
agreed,
bro. Yeah. All right, let's go to Eric and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Buster and Bonham, and I'm drinking bourbon. And what I'm thinking, I got a message right to Jared Sandler. Jared Sandler, you absolutely suck. I tell you what, you strike me as the kind of fella. Go, you shut the hell up. You strike me as the kind of fella that would try to sucker punch a guy thinking you're going to land a haymaker only to miss and land on your face. Now, I'm not standing next to that watch on the Big Ben, but I'm going to tell you what time it is right now. You're hanging on by the skin of your teeth, and I need you to stop. Wipe that smug look off your face, Jared Sandler, because you suck.
All right. Wow. Very, Jared Sandler's number one hater.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Gosh, it, man.
Wow.
We need to see, that's the type of thing we needed in the post-game show with Jared, who could actually follow up on that, right?
Well, Jared wouldn't have let that guy get it like two words into that before he jumped in.
He'd overstepped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised none of you guys cut him off.
That was aggressive, dude.
I was just kind of interested in how it was going to end.
It's like
was a
freedom of speech kind of thing. You know, I was going to let him cook.
Yeah, was it ever going to, well, I don't know about cooking, but. Yeah, just was he ever going to land anything?
Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to JC in Panama City. JC, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Man, I'm just sipping on some Gold Peak sweet tea like always.
All right.
Oh,
damn, dude.
Did we lose him?
He was excited that Gold Peak tea is good, too.
He got AirPodded on that one.
Dang it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, the AirPods died on him?
Yeah.
Sounded like it.
Boop. Okay, 469 in all caps, NBA Red River Shootout. Is that what we're getting? Some of those vibes?
Oh, okay.
From Grand Prairie, drinking Coronas. The wife is due Tuesday with our second boy. I'm thinking Chris Paul needs to be a head coach in the next 3 years. I mean, he's always had head coach energy. Since like his second year in the league, he's basically been coaching his teams and bossing everybody around like he's their dad, so I guess he should be a coach. 918, drinking Samuel Adams beer. Tell Texas Rangers fans to boo loud when the team plays horrible. The team has no desire to win. Fans need to let them have it. I think they might be approaching some boos. Although those fans at the Globe, they love their Rangers. We love our Rangers too, but I think the folks in there are just wholesome believers in their team, and they don't want to let negativity creep in too much.
Let baseball go.
That's right. Lucius, who's next?
Hey, man, shout out to the Ghetto Dreams Car Club. This is for you, bro. Hey. The low rider music, huh? Hey! Let's go to Daniel in Colorado. Daniel, what are you drinking? What are you thinking? Or smoking?
Oh, fellas, I'm drinking the second ghost of the day. I got the iced tea lemonade flavor. I got some yellow bellies, cooling off at home, though, waiting for me when I'm done with work.
Nice.
Thinking a couple of things. One, you know, I'm pretty excited. I just got a promotion, so
congrats.
That starts here pretty soon. Appreciate it. Secondly, Dawson, I have your back on a lot of things, especially with these food takes. I'm a picky eater myself, but this SGA thing is like cross the line, man. This flopping is just awful. It is. You cannot watch it, man. It's just, I haven't watched any of these games because I can't stand SGA.
I feel bad for you, man. I think you're missing some great basketball.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Oh, yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had a really awful take the other day that kept me up on Wednesday night.
What was that?
Tossing and turning. Why'd he say that? This is like the most divisive time in American history or something like that.
Divisive?
Yeah. Divisive, divisive. You know, whatever, fam.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It's dividing.
Look at you.
It's divisive.
I don't think it's the most, though.
You don't think? What was?
We had a whole lot. We had a few. I think it's another one. I always call this a new reconstruction. It's a new reconstruction period of America.
I just thought
that. Tossing and turning, bro. I was like, all these PBS documentaries I've been watching this fool. What was he talking about?
I mean, I wasn't alive for Nam.
Freaking book, bro.
And I wasn't alive for Nam.
So you're talking about why you're on the planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, for a long time, I would give my political thoughts on the show.
Yeah.
And you can't do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
No. Like, so that's that. I mean, we were talking about the Jackson Dart thing. And like, I don't think a player really should risk giving his political opinion. Like, we're here to play football.
Yeah.
You know, because it's that bad, because it's that divisive.
Divisive.
Yeah, it's that.
It's very divisive.
Like,
very divisive.
You know, when we first started doing this show.
I've been reading that divisive for so long, by the way. When I read, that's one thing about reading, bro. You got to say it out loud.
Yeah.
You read the darn word wrong.
Yeah. But you know, when we first started doing this show in 2010 through 2015 or so, we would talk politics a lot, and the text would be like, oh, wow, I didn't know Dawson was that way, you know? But we just kept it moving. Now it's like if you talk about one side of the aisle favorably, you're going to risk like losing business, losing friends, losing family members, definitely audience share, you know? Yeah.
That's why I don't gangbang. I'm on no side.
There you go.
My side, Playboy. I'm independent.
Who's next?
Let's go to Drew in Louisville. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Man, I'm drinking a cold Modelo, man, and I'm thinking the Spurs take out OKC in game 7. But really what I'm thinking is the rivalry's renewed with, you know, I grew up a San Antonio fan, but I missed the Tim Duncan going at Dirk. And I feel like going forward in the future, Wimby versus Flag is going to be a great rivalry just going forward. OKC as well, but I'm more worried. I'm a Texas boy, so I'm ready to see some good basketball on Saturday. I agree with y'all. I wish it was Sunday because basketball just feels different going into I feel like the Spurs are going to punch their butt. It just feels different on a Sunday night.
Thank you, Drew. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. That'd be nice if we had Wimby versus Flag as the next Duncan versus Dirk. I mean, Mavs are damn good.
Do you think that most of our audience is more pro Spurs, even though it's a longer drive away than Thunder?
I hated Spurs for so long, bro.
I know. It's weird because I definitely hate the Spurs more than the Thunder, but this iteration of San Antonio I find
very likable.
Kind of pulling for Wemby in this series.
And Wemby might be like my new favorite player that's not on the Mavs or Trailblazers.
Yeah, he's a fun player to watch.
His story is awesome. He might become one of the most meaningful athletes of all time if you like listen to him talk.
Yeah.
You know, and his confidence and his sense of security is just so next level. He's kind of like you know, Bill Russell. I think there's Bill Russell qualities to this dude. But I hate the Spurs so much.
Yeah.
You know, they've ripped hearts out. And I don't think anything, not even Wimby, can make me move beyond that. So maybe that's informing my SGA experience. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to Polo in Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
Man, I just came from Outback Steakhouse out in Mesquite. If y'all don't ever go there.
Yeah, you're gonna bitch about the service. There's no kidding about that, right? you're like America's food critic. You're like the Michelin guy.
They gave me some meat that wasn't done all the way.
Yeah. You need to pick better restaurants. Then it's always their fault.
But if you okay today?
I'm great, man.
Calm down.
No, I'm great, man. You always come on bitching about restaurants. That's all we ever hear, bitching about restaurants.
Okay, service. I heard something about the criminal ACC order.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it moving.
I kind of talked to my homeboy, Gavin. Now, Gavin, up until you said you hated the Spurs, I didn't know what was going on with you because I'm actually mad because I listened to Chris Young. Y'all called him earlier this week, and you tried to tell him happy birthday. He got a whole attitude problem because his Rangers suck. You should have got his butt then. You should have kicked Gav, you could have been me. I would have been bad on Chris Young. First, I would have asked him, what's the brothers on the team? Because y'all got McCutcheon. But, man, my cousin's like 50 years old. Go get some young brothers or some young SAs on y'all team that know how to catch the ball and not be injured all the doggone time. I'm tired of y'all getting on the red. This will be the Rangers and Cowboys station. Y'all got all this love for the Spurs? No, man. No. And y'all got a love for, what's up, boy, that play for Houston? Y'all talking about, oh, he's a freak. Y'all need to get, Garcia's supposed to have been that man. He was just past his prime. He got two doggone cups for making money. But we need to get some more brothers and some SAs on the team because I know McCutcheon probably feel like Jackie Robinson back when he first started with the league. Ain't no brothers on the team. What's up? What's up, Gavin? Why are you talking about two brothers first? Talk about Wimby. You're supposed to say, Flag, we need somebody to help Flag or dunk on this boy and defend this. Because Derrick Lively, you ain't it. Derrick Lively needs to go. He's too dog injury prone. He can't shoot the ball. He made 1 3-pointer during the finals when Luka hit the ball once. Other than that, he ain't nothing.
Bye. The incomparable and divisive Polo and Garland.
I think he's
you.
More divisive.
I think there's less blacks playing baseball. I think that's numbers prove that.
Yeah, all right.
That's true.
That is true.
Head opens a line at 877-881-1053. Lucius, where are we going?
He said Outback.
Hey, that's my Outback, man, too. My man. I like that Outback.
My man bitches
the
about everything.
The proprietor there is a Tolo.
He is the most miserable human being.
She runs a hell
being.
Of a spot.
My man bitches about everything.
Let's go Outback tonight.
Seriously. This man, I mean, say something, wife. She didn't say a damn thing. Man bitches about everything. God. Guy can't have a good day. He really can't. He walks around thinking about things he wants to bitch about.
I was just waiting for him to ask you about SEC voting rights again.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Give me 2 minutes
Jim
on
Crow
that.
Jim Crow laws. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Hi, all right, last dude. One right here, man. Tim. Tim in
Carthage.
There we go.
No, it's Carthage.
Tim, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Oh, wow. I can tell you one thing about what I'm drinking. It's margarita.
Yeah.
And me and Duran the other night, we had a little bit too much margarita. That's why he left the game and I was at the living room. Well, let me tell you something. Number one, I walked very, very softly today because some of your previous calls have kind of got y'all riled up, and I don't want to be one of them. I'm going to tell you something. Harrison is a well-respected man in Carthage, Texas, because he drives over here every week, and he brings stuff in his route from Mesquite over here to Carthage to the restaurants, and they know him. They know him well. And I'll tell you another thing. Lamar University is no slouch when it comes to baseball. They have been ever since Coach Gillian back in the 80s and 90s built a program that could compete. And University of Texas, they know that very well. Finally, I'll just move on, and I'll say, Gavin, you look better in a Carthage hat than you do a draft hat.
Okay.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
Brian, I know that you got to work on some interruption skills.
I do.
And I've been counting the ums, and while people are talking today, you would give me a hum or two every once in a while. So, you know, that's a start. That's a start. Eric, you know that it's strange whenever I turn a baseball game off and I go to a basketball game like I did last night.
Yeah.
That is a very unusual situation. And Gavin, as far as why everybody loves the Spurs, it's not so much the Spurs as it is the Texas. It's just nothing but Texas and Oklahoma rivalry. That's all that is.
I get it.
And when it gets down to it, Zach, when you take that little girl out to the ballpark tomorrow, I hope Eliza wants some nachos. Because, buddy, I saw whenever I was watching the broadcast last night of that All for Texas nacho bottle at $30, Lord have mercy, you could feed a family of four. Maybe just Eric would be able to handle it, but otherwise a family of four could eat off that box. I'm telling you, that was a masterpiece. You guys, you know I love you, and
love
I'm
you,
always here for you. I'll talk history anytime you want, Lucas.
There he
love
goes.
You, Tim.
Oh, you're breaking up. Tim in Carthage, thank you for the call. That wraps up another edition of What You Drinking and What You Thinking here on your Home of the Rangers, Home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan. We're coming up on 1 hour until the pregame show, Rangers. You know, it started really, I guess, in 92, Blazers, Spurs. Portland wins in dramatic fashion in 7. Rod Strickland threw it away under the basket. They had the Blazers beat in Game 7. But then in 99, it really cemented it. The Memorial Day Miracle, you guys familiar with this, with Sean Elliott? Blazers are up 2 with 5 seconds to go. He hits a 3 in the corner with his heels elevated over the out-of-bounds line. He catches and shoots from 3. He knew that if his heels went down, he'd be out of bounds. So he knocks that down. They sweep Portland. And then you go through all of the 2000s and beyond with the Mavs storylines just exacerbating it. I feel like, you know, I've been double victimized by this organization. And maybe I'm extra willing to look through some SGA flopping in order to ensure their suffering. Because dang it, they've had a good time for the last 27 years. It's getting old. Okay, we got G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Is this the show or live? Yeah, this is the show. We're good. Yeah. Sorry. All righty. It is time now, you know, to continue our Friday journey here to the Rangers pregame, which is coming up at 6:30. Got Rangers Royals coming up. A must bounce back series against a team in the Royals. I think they're 12 games under 500. Wolchuk will have more on that coming up in Around the Bases at 6 o'clock. All righty, it's time now for the Expressway, brought to you by the On Time Experts. And of course, every day it starts with the G Bag of the Day. So, into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, that was supposed to be More Money, More Problems by the Notorious B.I.G. I got my elements mixed up right there.
Okay.
Surprised me too, in fact. We were all surprised together.
I started talking, I was like, wait a minute, this sounds like the bed for a live spot.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, wait a minute, fam, what are you doing here? All right, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Oh, Mr. General Gavin Dawson, do you remember that sauce that you used to put on this segment?
It is the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all, vote on which one we like the best, and that is your G-Bag of the Day.
Wow! Got him!
John Blaze. Right,
so John Blaze. So our winner and champ of this segment so far is going for day two right here. We have a young lady that pranked her pops for the timeline. She said that her boyfriend kicked her out. They broke up. It's over.
Hello?
Daddy.
Hey.
What you doing?
I'm like, Dad, what's going on?
Daddy, I'm just so mad.
For what?
Daddy, because, like, JJ just packed up all his clothes, and he said he don't want to be with me no more. And he left.
What happened?
He just said he don't want to be with me no more.
He's taking clothes off.
Yeah, he let me.
Why are you going through that right now? He gone?
Yeah, he did me like that.
He taking clothes off.
Yep, he packed all his clothes up and he just said he don't.
What are you doing?
Say something.
What'd you do?
Like, I didn't do nothing.
You got me. Left me why everything going bad, huh?
Yep, left me, Daddy.
I think, Daddy.
He's
a bitch.
man, a few words right there.
Ain't this a bitch? I thought I had somebody to take care of you. Now I gotta do it again.
Yeah, that part. All right, let's do this real quick. Let's go to the Knicks. I've been sitting on this one for a second. Josh Hart calls out a reporter for eating wings during the post-game presser. Nice. Brunson is sitting right next to him, and Brunson is telling him, hey, man, stall him out, bro. Don't do this. Stall him out.
It puts you in a position to be successful.
Don't say anything. I see it. Don't say anything. I know.
And then you're going to come in sucking your fingers. You got chicken wings. You supposed to be asking questions. You went and got chicken wings. No. No, you don't get none. Oh. Oh, man. Them wings are hitting, though. They're hitting, yeah.
He was talking to Eric Chiafalo as he was covering the NBA Finals for us.
The one time I get credential, man, I blew it.
How about this one, too? Tolo Josh Bangs, I believe your name is, sir.
Bang.
If I said your name wrong, I apologize, but I appreciate your participation in this segment. Let's go to the KNC Masterpiece Crosstalk. Kevin addressed the haters of the fan.
I just wanted to correct a couple of little things real quick. Yeah, one of the people commented, it was like, what's the big deal? You beat one station. ESPN's not even around it. All right, first of all, Jack Wagon, ESPN is still around, just not here, because we drove their ass out of town. And make no mistake about that, ESPN and ESPN Radio still exist, just not here, because they were like, well, we can be okay with being number two behind the ticket, and then we came in here and whooped their ass and sent them packing back to Stanford. Secondly, for the other people who are like, you beat one station, it's all of the stations, regardless of format. But even if it was just one station, even if it was just the ticket, remember when we started here, people were like, it's 105.3 The Fail. This station sucks, blah, blah, blah. And nobody can ever beat the ticket, ever. It will never, ever happen. So you decide to celebrate in a moment where it does happen and people want to complain about it. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was beautiful. Heard it in real time.
Tell him, hey, you let him know.
Good use of Jack Wagon there.
Shut the hell up, you Jack Wagons.
This isn't one. This is not one right here.
Winner.
But I think Harambe's day was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, 10-year anniversary.
Yeah,
R.I.P.,
yeah,
man. The world's never been the same.
Let's go to a eulogy, if you will.
Could you imagine if that was your child in there? You're going to have people who are going to say, wait a second, I'm worried about the gorilla.
The gorilla.
When your kid's in there, basically maybe seconds from having his head crushed. We live in a world now where you are going to be more concerned with the gorilla than you are the little boy. What's wrong with you people?
Yeah.
They're thinking about him. He fell into an area where he's in there with a gorilla who is dragging him around the habitat, and you're telling me you're worried about the gorilla's welfare? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
Should have had some good trank darts ready,
the
though.
Gorilla.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, agreed.
Well, weren't they scared that once she got hit with the trank that she might overreact?
Oh, she might panic.
Panic in that situation.
Starts coursing through her veins before it knocks her out.
Yeah, there could be that.
All right, last one. I do say I'll play things from other radio stations. I do not care.
A big net gun like G.I. Joe would use to get
but now the baby's caught with her in the net gun, so she's going to panic there. I can't get out the net gun. And
you're right.
Snap the baby like a breadstick. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big Boy. Snoop Dogg tells a story about getting pulled over while he was smoking weed. This is a kind of a weekend warning, but it's Snoop.
I'm going to tell you a story, and I hope that they don't bother me, but this is the truth. I'm riding one night, and I'm swerving because I'm trying to play the music and do all kinds of
Looking back all of those years ago.
So I'm like, damn. And all of a sudden, motherfucker get behind me. Boo! I'm like, God. So I'm like, I'm trying to put it out, trying to reach for the look for the cologne. I'm like, man, all this it's too much. Pull over. Cup. Roll a window down. $1,000 worth of smoke hit him in his face. Look at me, Snoop Dogg. I said, yeah. He said, man, my wife loves you. Can I get an autograph? He said, man, try not driving and smoking. Somebody's going to give you a ticket.
Got the cool cop. All righty, is it Lady Prankin' Pops? Is it Nick's post-presser, post-wings? Is it Kevin addressing the haters? Francesa on Harambe. Snoop Dogg, story about getting pulled over. I think I'm going to vote for Snoop. Chief, how about you?
I'll go with Hagee.
Lucius?
Snoop the double jizzle.
Bullchip?
I'm going to go with Hagee.
Brian?
Man, how could I go against Snoop?
Sounds like A.I. Broadus, bro.
That's my namesake right there, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's family.
Yeah.
That is.
I can't go against him.
The Broadus. Snoop.
Once again, your G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Snoop Doggy Dog. And if you ever miss the champ, tune in every day, 2:20. Lucius replays it for you right before we get to Woolchuck's top 10. Speaking of Lucius, time to stay in the pimp cup for
right. West Coast, I see you, girl. Hey, it's a feel good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Friday.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
There's something else white folks do on the weekend. White folks go fishing on the weekends. Oh, I'm talking really fishing. White folks got boats, extra rods and reels in case some friends come along. They got lures and they be all over the lake just finding fish. They got radar, tell them how deep the water is, how many fish up under the boat, where the rocks and all that. Oh, white folks got everything. Be all over the lake fishing. Your ass is fishing, but ain't the same. Nah, your ass is sitting on the bank on a bucket. Yeah. With a cane pole. Yeah. Staring at some little red and white ball on top of the water. Just looking at it hour on hour. I hate to break it to you, that ain't fishing. Your ass is hoping.
Yeah.
You just hoping a fish come along and bite that raggedy ass worm that's been on the hook since 5 in the morning. Some bitch and turned gray, the f*** ain't even wiggling no more. Oh, and don't let a fish come along and finally bite it. You get so excited, you just, yeah. Now you done threw that little ass fish all up in the parking lot. Now you all up under the car trying to find that goddamn.
Oh, it's your boy Steve Harvey right there. You know he loves fishing.
He loves fishing.
I like that cane pole talk he's talking right there. Yeah. My aunt, she is a hell of a fisherman, and she will use a cane pole. I'm talking about to the point where me and my cousins, we had a spot in Grand Prairie. We thought it was low-key. We invited her to there one day, and she fished it out.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm talking about we had a powwow, me and him, away from her while she was fishing. Hey, we can't invite her anymore.
Can't invite her anymore.
Back over here, bro, because she is wearing us out with this cane pole. Oh! Shout out with to all the fishermen.
With just the line tied to the end? Just pull it in?
Yep, just pull it in, bro. Big logs, about like 11 feet.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Know where to flip it.
Got to know how to do it. Bow. It's amazing, too, bro. She does it with a worm. Just a worm. Hey, this is LA Live for Friday, May 29th, 2026. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it! I was almost gassed. About Wednesday night, I was gassed, but I caught my energy. Another historic week in the books. What a time to be alive, people. America's new reconstruction period, and we're just living through it. What a time. Now let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Or DFW mugshots. What an evil, evil page that is. In other words, keep it together, folks, and do not crash out. Here's a quick weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
This is for the Tolo fishermen out there. Looks like the forecast calls for no rain this weekend, Mr. Broadus. How about that?
Yeah.
Time to get that tackle box right.
Yes.
You usually get it in the day before.
Yes.
Get that tackle box together. Pack that cooler right.
Yeah. Get those Miller High Lights.
You know what I'm talking about, boy. Light up that fish whistle. You might have to holler at the plug. And get on the water this weekend, man, if you're into that type of thing. Fishmasters.com had a top 30 Texas fishing lakes list they just put out.
Ooh.
Some North Texas spots made it on the list. So shout out to all you fishermen. Lake Ray Roberts, ranked number 14 for largemouth bass out there. Lake Texoma, number 6.
Stripers.
How about you? Yeah! Wow! Look at you, Mr. Broadus. You are here today.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Tewakini.
Lake Tewakini, yep.
Ranked number 7. Am I saying Tewakini right?
You're saying it right? Okay, yes, sir. You're good. Sure. Yeah, you're good.
You know,
I didn't know this. It's ranked number 7, but it's the official capital of catfish in Texas.
I did not know that.
Neither did I.
No.
But Fishmasters.com said it is.
Yeah.
Richland Chambers Reservoir ranked number 19. Wow. Hybrid striped bass and white bass out there, man. So y'all
I used to love how Grego would say Richland Chambers Lake.
Richland. Richland Chambers.
Now, speaking of fishing in boats, do you guys wear life vests if you're on a boat?
Sometimes, yeah.
You make sure you have them in the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the guy fell overboard. His boat was running Monday night in Lake Louisville.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know, if you're on a big lake and you can't swim to shore, just don't fall out.
Nah,
don't fall out this week.
No, and be careful out there. There was like 5 alligators spotted at Eagle Mountain Lake this week.
Wow.
Dang.
I've seen gators out here, bro.
Yeah, make sure make sure if you have the life jackets, that's a must, but make sure you have your plug in your boat, too. So the water doesn't come flying in.
My buddy took me out on Lake Tawakoni, and he threw one of those big lily pad deals out there so the kids could jump in and swim. Yeah. And I'm like, are we sure there's no gators here? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. No, you're not sure.
We're not sure.
They're always there.
We're just going for it.
Yeah, they're always there. They're hiding from you. Louisville came in at number 29, white bass and hybrid stripers.
There you go.
Joe Pool Lake, shout out to Joe Pool GP, came in number 30, largemouth bass out there. And Cedar Creek Reservoir, number 22, man. How about that?
Yep.
Heavy bass. Possum Kingdom's on here, too, number 20. Okay.
So what's number one? What's the best?
Well, it's not here.
Oh.
Yeah, I just did the North Texas ones.
I would say Lake Fork. List. Lake Fork would be.
You probably got the list.
Yeah,
set
if
up
you
here.
If you wanted to. If you were, if you're looking for trophy bass.
It's Lake Fork.
Lake Fork. So, yeah, that's the largemouth. Crappie.
When I was working at the Fishing and Hunting News, we would always ask the guys from Texas if they'd ever been to Lake Fork.
Yeah, that's where I think I might be wrong. The state record might be from Lake Fork.
I'm so bad at catching crappie, man. I never can. They always get off of my bait, bro. Crappie. So good at it. Yeah, man.
Got those tiny mouths, don't they?
Yeah. I can never get them.
I was married to the kind of guy, how can I explain it? All right. He'd watch fishing shows and pay attention.
He's ready, man.
He'd go, I wonder what he's going to do next. Right, well, sugar, he's probably going to cast out about a 6 or 8 pound test, and then they're going to catch a really big smallmouth bass, and him and that other guy are going to pat each other on the back, and then they're going to throw the fish back and piss off all the men watching the show. Have you seen it before?
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on the Field. Good Friday, baby. We made it. Mr. Broadus.
Yeah, state record for Texas at Lake Fork, 18 pounds.
Ooh.
That happened in January 24th of 1992.
For a crappie?
Yeah.
No, that's got to be a bass.
Yeah, he did. No, it's a bass. Largemouth bass, 18 pounds, 18.18. Barry St. Clair caught it in 1992. The fish was 25 and a half inches out of 42 feet deep of water. So he was going deep because probably it was probably cold, air temperature and all that. So he went deep.
Got to go deep.
Got it. Yep.
The world's longest catfish has been caught in Italy. River Po, I believe it is. P-O? River Po?
I've never.
Yeah, I think he nailed it.
Thank you, Phil.
Not to be divisive or anything.
Yeah. It was over 9 feet. It was 9 feet, 300 pounds.
Dang.
So it's not the heaviest catfish, but it's definitely the longest catfish ever caught. 9 feet.
Taller than Wimby.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Larger than that dude's boat. It was a nasty looking thing, too. Oh my God. I don't like those European catfish. I don't like their fins.
Are they their mustache twirled up.
They
or the whiskers. Snidely whiplash.
They have bad teeth.
Yeah. Ever been fishing in the rain, Mr. Broadus?
Yes, sir, I have.
And actually, you plan to do that or did it start raining while you were out there?
Actually, I tell you what, fishing in the rain is not bad because what you do is when it's real calm, if you get some overcast and rain, it moves the water and the fish can't see you that well. So if you're fishing,
they're still biting in the rain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because shadows and water movement help you with your when you're rolling stuff. It kind of blends in.
So like, did it start raining while you were out there? Or you decided, hey.
Oh no! Yeah, I always have my rain suit.
He's got it all.
This guy.
Mr. Gordon's Fisherman.
Yeah, clearly. There was a 19-year-old Jasper man that survived being struck by lightning while fishing.
That's scary. But when you start to hear it or see it, boom, off the water, I go. I don't fish in lightning at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, he got lit up. And he went back to the spot, by the way.
Oh, did he?
He got lit up, survived, and went back to that spot. Them fish must be biting over there.
Got a honey hole there.
Me biting what?
Yeah.
In 1996, what was Deion Sanders arrested for, folks?
Fishing trespassing.
Yes.
He was fishing on a private land? Was he? He went over the fence. Did he have someone's land?
On foot.
He was fishing at the Southwest Florida International Airport.
Okay. Went over the fence.
Yes, it was trespassing. It was OPP, fishing on other people's property.
Yeah. Just ask. Usually people will let you fish if you ask.
Yeah.
You have to ask.
If you ask. My cousin fishes out there at the DFW airport because he works out there.
Yeah.
He fishes out there sometimes, too.
Have you fished here yet? We've got two lakes here at Lakeside Studios.
I want to. Yeah. I do want to. I thought about it. I have thought about fishing out there.
We're gonna get an email saying that Lucius and I, we were wrong for doing that. We should have gone out there.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do that.
You're gonna get OPP'd on.
Yeah, fishing OPP right here, fishing on other people's property. I have a clip of a guy that was he's on his boat, and these people, I guess they live in a lake house type of vibe.
Yeah.
And if you get too close to their what they feel is their property. Their dock, they get mad.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't. And like, and we at the lake, we put lights. We put lights in the water underneath. And at night, the green light attracts.
Yes,
these
it huge does.
Fish.
Yes, it, you see them shadows in the water.
Everybody's figured it out that you throw those square bills, with the square bill, the front of that, and those deep dive, and all that action just kills those fish. Just love it. So I mean, like we encourage like some of the best. Throwing
it's
under
right
docks.
Right there by that dock.
So under docks.
Yes.
Because fish, they hide in shade.
Yes. Especially when it's hot summertime out here in Texas.
Throw it under the dock.
Well, this lady was not a fan of it. In fact,
man,
she
on.
Jumped in the water while this man was fishing, started swimming towards his boat, giving him a hard time.
And I asked very nicely.
Ma'am, I'm on the water. It's public water. It's public water. You're the one acting a fool.
She's swimming, bro.
It's called harassing an outdoorsman, so.
Very kindly.
Trying to hold a conversation.
Yeah, I can actually throw right on top of you if I want to.
Ooh. No.
You don't own the water, ma'am.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
You probably, I'm not even going to.
You give fishermen a bad, bad name.
Really? I'm a professional. I do it for a living. Mm. So, no, I travel all over the country, and it's people like you that ruin it for everybody.
Yes, sir. It's my problem.
It is. The state owns the water. I have a right to fish the water.
I'm just saying I swim here.
Okay, so? I swim here, so you can't fish here.
And I plan to swim next week, and so you're ruining that right now.
No, we're swimming. We ain't fishing here.
It's 6:30 in the morning, lady. Let me get these cast out real quick.
Yeah. She sounds like 90, you know?
Probably why she's 90, because she's swimming every day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to talk to my kids who are 4 and 14 about just mind your own business. But that's annoying me. That's a you problem. That's not their problem.
Yeah.
They're just doing their life. Go do your life.
I've had people before walk out, like, fishing their dock or around their dock. And they're like, hey, if you throw this, man, we've been catching them on this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People, you catch anything?
If you pull up next to boats, people say, what have you been catching them on? And they'll like, this Carolina rig, you know? And you're like, all right. And then you start throwing Carolina rig, and you're catching fish.
Yeah.
I mean, people, you try and help people out from fishing.
Sure.
Now, you don't like, if somebody's fishing in a hole, you don't go saddle up there. I mean, you kind of wait till they move or whatever.
Sure.
But, that's the only thing. But other than that, fishing under dock, I've had people walk outside and say, yeah, we've been catching them over off here. About if they're by the Christmas tree, they sink Christmas trees. Over by the Christmas trees, we got sunk over here. You'll get you one.
A little
people
fishing,
encouraging you.
A little fishing OPP.
Yeah,
fishing on other people's property. Yeah. Trey Taylor, Crew Tractor. Who said you could fish here? Trey Taylor?
Lock him up.
Lock him up. Hey, if any Tolo's planning on fishing in Galveston Beach anytime soon, there was a 17-year-old boy hospitalized after being bitten by a shark while on a boat offshore near Galveston on Monday.
Mm.
They were trying to bring the shark on the boat.
Oh.
Yeah. And the shark bit him.
You got to cut that thing loose.
Yeah, you got to cut it off. They tried to bring it on the boat.
Cut that thing loose.
Yeah. He had to get, like, blood and stuff.
He had a tourniquet and all the other stuff. Yep. Pops helped him out. Probably scary as hell.
Yeah. But stupid as hell.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm going to leave you with this one, man. This is a classic viral video talking about, we were talking about sharks and fishing and then the rain and all this other stuff. This is old school. There was a couple fishing in the rain. They caught a fish. Darn shark took it. Oh, man. And the husband caught it all on film.
All right. My turn now, Miss Sarah. He's catching her fish.
That wheel right.
Oh! Oh, oh, Jesus Christ! It's all mine! It's all mine! Get it!
Get it!
Son of a bitch! It's a shark!
It's a shark!
It's a shark!
A shark!
Yeah.
It's a big ass shark!
It's on your pole, baby. Keep reeling. Keep reeling.
Reeling.
I got that on camera!
Hey, make sure you take a photo or video of that fish that you catch, because nobody's going to believe your story, fisherman.
Nah, not at all.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black on Monday. Lord willing, and creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out.
Thank you, Lucius. Four down, 30 minutes to go. Wolchuk, round tripper time.
Let's do it. Let's go around the bases. We got an update on Wyatt Langford, Rangers stock report, and a team defying the baseball odds. That's next.